Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Idias Perik Beis Mishnah Vav. Shloshet Varam Amar Rabbi Yishmael, three things Rabbi Yishmael said, V'loi hoideloi Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva did not agree with him. Short Hagdam. One of the Lamites Melachais on Shabbos is Dosh, threshing. The animal steps on the Tfua, and certain parts break out of it, break off from it. A Tolda of Dosh is? A Tolda is like a subcategory. I'm sure you remember that from Masech the Shabbos. So a Tolda of Dosh is Mefarik. To break away? Break us away from Golis. Mefarik in Hilchos Shabbos means to take something out of its original case, so to speak, its natural case. Like schita, squeezing fruit to get its juice. Now what if the juice oozes out on its own? So Chazal said it can't be used on that day. That's a gzeri, you shouldn't come to like, I'm waiting for it to come out on its own, maybe I'll give it a little kvetch. No. We don't want you to come to squeeze it, and therefore even if it comes out on its own, it's aser. Here's where we have a machloikis in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Shloish dvarim amar Rabbi Shmuel paskin about these three things. V'loi hoidele Rabbi Kiva was not moiditim. Hashom, shom is garlic. V'habayser, bayser is unripe grapes. V'hamalilois, malilois are unripe pieces of tfua or ears of grain. It's really like little seeds of tfua that are in the soft stalks of tua that didn't ripen yet. Shariskan mibayim. They were chopped up during the daytime. In other words, erev Shabbos, before Shabbos. They were chopped up before Shabbos so that their juice will ooze out on its own. So the Matanura explains that these were used as dips. I don't think we were mechadish the thing of dips. They had better ones. They would cut these things up and they would place stones on it or some other heavy object so that the juice, the schmalz, the geschmack part inside would come out by itself. Now, Shabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yigmar Meshetechshach, no problem. The juice that started geesing out, started pouring out before Shabbos, you can let it ooze out after dark, after Shabbos sets in, and use it on Shabbos. Now here's the point, says the Batanur. Once these things are chopped up, the juice flows out on its own. You don't have to squeeze it. So let's say he would try to help it along. He'll squeeze it a little more on Shabbos. It won't be over, it's a deraisa. It's a deraisa would only be if by you squeezing it, that's the only reason the juice is coming out. But here it would come out anyway. So Memela, the Isser that Rabbanon, that if something comes out on its own on Shabbos, he shouldn't use it, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not in the case, it doesn't apply over here. But Rabbi Kiva Meloyik, Rabbi Kiva says, no, you can't let the juice finish oozing out on Shabbos. What should I do? It's coming out. What do you mean I can't let it come out? So some say it means they would put like heavy stones on it after they chopped it up Erev Shabbos. You can't leave it there on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Akiva, this has the same din as any other mashkim that comes out on its own. And you can't use mashkim that came out even on its own on Shabbos. But Tanura says that the Allah is like Rabbi Shmuel. So once again. So even though it says over here Shloish Advarim, it really is only one halacha. There were three examples to the halacha. So Shloish Advarim really means three different types. Garlic, unripe grapes, certain like pits from the tfua, called ears of corn, that you grind it up. Even though you did it Erev Shabbos, and you put on some heavy pole or stone, so the mashka should keep flowing, Rabbi Shmuel says, no problem. Even if this flows out of it, continues to flow out when it's Shabbos already. In this case, it's not us, Rabbi Kiva says, no, even this can't be used.